Hello and welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex, a podcast from metro.co.uk. It's a bit like getting a matchmaker, but we come in so many different flavours. Chocolates, you see.
Chocolate. Matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find. Catch me a catch.
Oh, someone's got the singing bug.
I am so excited about this. So we are going to be chatting with, well, look, she'll tell you herself.
Hello, my name's Karen Mooney and I'm founder and managing director of Sarah Eden Introductions.
Welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex, founder of Sarah Eden Introductions, the UK's leading introduction agency, Karen Mooney. Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much for inviting me.
You are very, very welcome. I've got such an important question for you.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, get excited, Miranda. So I've been stalking you, of course, and Karen worked for the Royalty and Diplomatic Protection Department of Buckingham Palace. And my question is, can you find Miranda Kane a prince? Yes or no?
I'll give it a go, but I've not been quite such demand as I were a few years ago. One of them's in exile anyway, so hey.
Miri, would you go with the prince?
I go with anything. Yeah, I mean, it's been a long lockdown, Karen. I won't mind admitting that.
Karen, you founded Sarah Eden Instructions 32 years ago, and Miranda, the agency has been responsible for thousands of marriages and countless long-term relationships. But what is kind of mind-blowing, especially in this day and age, it's matchmaking. It's proper matchmaking without using a computer. I mean, so you, Karen, you must hate online dating.
Actually, I know I don't mind. Well, it's dating. Online dating brought dating into people's homes, so it's been very good, if you like. But certainly, since lockdown, we have been incredibly busy, and people want to return to actually dealing with people, you know, and actually coming back to old-fashioned traditional matchmaking. But the sort of people that we help, they're business and professional people. They're not the sort of people who probably want to go online anyway. You know, the men are CEOs of companies, they're doctors, lawyers, people in the media, television presenters, all sorts of things like that. So they're not the sort of people who really want to go online. You know, it's interesting because I hear it from ladies and I hear it from men. By coming to us, they meet people who want to be met. They really look like their photographs. And if they're size 14, they really are size 14. If they're a size 8, they really are a size 8. Yeah, they're all looking seriously for love.
How do you matchmake people? When people come to you, do you go through a real kind of like psychological profile, or is it really you just get a gut feeling that Lady A would really like Man B?
Well, by and large, it is gut feeling, to be fair. I mean, when I started in 1988, there was nothing like it. You know, it was just an idea that came to me. My single friends couldn't meet people. And so I thought, hang on, I must be able to, if I've got loads of single men friends, and loads of single women friends, I must be able to introduce them to each other. And that's where the concept came from. So we meet everybody, we interview them, we go into a bit more detail about the past, all the things they want in the future. Then we get a feel for them and we then introduce them to like-minded people who want the similar things.
Because I know I'm always, because I've been single for 88 years now, and I will, and when I, and someone go, you know, what are you looking for? And I obviously have a list. And then the next thing someone says, get rid of the list. So do people come into you with like a list of what they want, and but you know they'll need something different?
Exactly. Yeah, they come into us sometimes with lists, a long list, very long list, in fact. And we say, come on, take a realistic pill. love is a black and white. Love is, it's an emotion, and you have to trust us to help you to perhaps change your approach to dating, because perhaps you're going for the wrong types and dating in a way that really isn't right. Perhaps it's not allowing you to meet the sort of people that you should be meeting.
do you ever just want to shake these people up? Like, sometimes when I see what guys have written on their dating profiles, and it's all a list of what they want, and it's nothing to do with that. Like, they never say, oh, but this is what I'm willing to bring to the relationship. But, like, do you ever just want to shake them up and go, look, you're 88 years old, you're not going to get a 22-year-old with a banging bod, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Exactly. No, we absolutely do that. You know, if men come to us with a large shopping list, as it were, you know, yeah. We'll say to them, you've got to be realistic. You know, yeah. What was your last partner like? And often they'll say, well, actually, she wasn't like this at all. She was probably, you know, she was a bit fatter than I'm wanting, a bit older than what that I say I want, and this, that, and that. We say, well, you know, I haven't got a manufacturing bowl. You know, remember the yeah. song in the 70s? We can't manufacture people, but what we are good at are finding the partners for people. And often, in fact, can I tell you a story, actually? It's just yeah. come to mind.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, we had a guy on the books, and I'm not breaking any confidentiality because they're actually on the wall in one of our offices, and they're on the website too.
Yeah.
And he came into me, and I had a feeling about him and this lady. And he said to me, I don't like the look of her. No, I don't want somebody who's divorced. And I said, look, just meet her. She's lovely. He said, oh, God, all right, then I will. And he phoned up the next day and he said, she's absolutely lovely. Fantastic. They got married. Sorry, they got engaged. They got married. At the wedding, I went to the wedding. At the end of the wedding, the priest said, can Karen Mooney come up to the altar? I was absolutely gobsmacked at the time. I didn't know why. Her mother had arranged me to have my photograph taken in the middle of a happy couple.
Oh,
yeah, it was so lovely. So, you know, just what have you got to lose? Just let us yeah. advise you. And that's what makes Sarah Eden so special. And that's what makes it work.
Karen, that is lovely. But you did yeah. just photobomb a wedding shot.
I did, sorry. Yes, I know. I did. I had to think about that. I did not.
I mean, it's a beautiful story and it's a testament to your skill, but you're in the middle of a. Had they even kissed each other?
I can't remember that really.
They're both kissing your cheek. So you're responsible for like for thousands of weddings and relationships.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we you know, not everybody tells us. We still find out about weddings. In fact, last week we had a referral, and the guy said it's by this couple who got married through you. I mean, it's yeah. names, and we didn't know, so we looked up. I mean, we didn't even know they were seeing each other. When we looked up our database, we thought, God, you know, we knew they met, but we didn't even know they were seeing each other. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. I want to, Miranda, I really want to ask this because yeah. I'm not going to blow my own what's it, especially with this back. But since I've got into my 50s, younger men seem to like me more than men my own age like me. Is that an absolute disaster for, so if you were matchmaking, because I know that I guess the general consensus would be if there's too big an age gap, it's not going to work. I think things have changed.
How young though, BB?
Oh, here we go.
Who are you the police? I'm being more realistic now, so I guess 40, and I'm 54.
Okay, well that's not so bad. It's when young men in the 20s or 30s hit on you. That's when it could be a recipe for disaster and heartache for you, because later on down the line, men can have kids at any age, can't they? Yeah. Of course they can. You know, later on down the line, they might decide, actually, you know, I want to have a family, and so I'm going to go for someone my own age. And I've known that people that's happened to, and it's so sad. Good friend of mine, and it's so.
I will say that it's weird because I'm saying 40 now is the age that I think realistically. Okay, so maybe 39 that I would realistically kind of go, yeah, okay, that's much younger than me, but that would work. But I do have men like in their 20s approach me.
But if you want a bit of fun,
that's
fine. You know, unless they really, really don't want to have a family. I mean, one of our couples, and they're on the website again, and they're also made a video for the website on the 30th anniversary celebrations, Erica and Martin. He's quite a bit younger than her. I think he's about 8-9 years or something. And she 100% made him go to see a counsellor because he wanted to marry her. He said he didn't want children. She definitely didn't want children. Mm. That was a big no-no for her. And she made him go to counselling to be 100% certain that, you know, he wasn't going to change his mind in the future. And they've been married now for years and they are so happy. They keep in contact with us and it's lovely.
Have you photobombed any of their photos?
No. Oh, yes, I have! Yes! Yeah, I've got to do that. Our 30th anniversary celebrations, I 100% did. But I did it to an awful lot of people on our 30th anniversary celebrations.
What makes a good matchmaker? What do you think? What do you look for when you're looking for when you're looking at the couples? And what do you look for when you're hiring someone to be a matchmaker?
Oh, Miranda Kane, that's a beautiful question.
Actually, that's a fantastic question.
Yeah, all right, Karen.
It's a very good question, and it's not a very easy question to answer, to be honest. It's not background. It's they have to be able to read people, to have a gut feeling, to have a sixth sense. Yeah. And to be able to listen, but at the same time, to steer people in the right direction. You know, the Mr. I want a 35-year-old, she's got to be size 8, she's got to be 5'7", this, you know, then you have to sort of steer that person to say, actually, you know, you've got to be realistic. It's strange. I mean, Debbie, who's my manager, who's been with the company for 28 years.
Wow.
Her background is marketing. Our senior manager in London, her background, she's been with the company for years too, was education. The ability to be able to read people, to gain people's trust as well.
Yeah.
That's important, because the sort of people we deal with, you know, and not be intimidated by people.
Yes.
You know,
yeah, I can imagine.
The really powerful personalities we deal with could be quite intimidating, but yeah, they're coming to you for your help for them to find love. They might be very successful in their chosen professions, but they're, you know, they want to find somebody.
I want to work for you.
Yeah, me too.
We want to work for you. We're going to be the Cagney and Lacey of matchmakers. Good cop, bad cop. One's an alcoholic and the other one's me. Hey, Karen, your job must have changed dramatically in the last 32 years.
Oh, God, of course it has. In fact, you know, it's really interesting because I've been going through some of the TV appearances and things over the years because our website, we're having our website changed, and our man who's doing that said to me, let's have a variety of things when you've been on TV over the years. God, it's been so interesting remembering what we used to do. I'd forgotten, you know, a lot of it. I mean, you know, when I first started, we used to post stuff out. You know, there was no
internet. Oh, yeah.
But we actually stuck stamps on envelopes. And I was talking about that with my manager, Debbie, today. You know, my God, yes, we spent hours sticking stamps on envelopes every week. And then phoning people up, you know. It's changed dramatically. And also when I first started, you had to talk people into thinking, actually, think of it as a first resort. The people who come here, they're not sad and lonely. They're not, you know, people who can't find people because they're inept in any particular way. They're actually really successful, positive, forward-thinking people, you know. And so we used to have to try and talk them into joining. But now they come to us. They're proud to become a Sarah Eden member. They really want to be a Sarah Eden member. And you don't have to talk them into it because the stigma has gone. And actually, that's one of the things that internet dating did. As I said earlier, it brought dating into people's homes. Helped.
Do you also think that internet dating has helped you? Because I think for me, I've done internet dating for so long now that I'm just so tired and fed up of it because it's such a swamp. So it would make me, beforehand, I wouldn't think of going to an introductions agency. But now I would totally do it because at least I know that all the people on there have been vetted by a real person.
Yes.
And are actually there for the right reasons. So do you think that it's actually helped you, that this kind of bursting of the internet dating bubble?
It 100% has, because you know, we say to people, don't expect hundreds of profiles every week, or, you know, because that's not going to happen, because we will send people we think are suitable to you using our years of matchmaking skills. And our aim basically is to get you matched up so you go and tell your friends about us.
Which is
100%, well, not 100% of the people, but the vast majority of people come to us because through word of mouth, because they know somebody who's met somebody through us. And as I said before, the sort of people we get, it's mind-blowing, you know. the professions and well-known personalities and things. It's
How many people are on your book?
It's about 1,000, but they're not all active at the same time. And when lockdown came in, we just froze everybody. Obviously, we were Zooming and Skyping. And so we were just selecting people for them, even though they were frozen. So it was a bonus. And very inventive virtually dates. There hasn't as well.
Oh, I can't even talk about that. So a friend of mine was doing, he had a date with another bloke, and it was a Zoom date. And Miranda, they were having spaghetti and wine with each other, but in different rooms. What's the point of eating?
Spaghetti is a very difficult thing to eat when you're having a date.
It's really difficult thing to eat, Karen. You're not wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
maybe it's a litmus test. If the you know, schmuck. Can't
if it all ends up all over their chin.
Yeah, they're dug over again.
I would sort of use it as a litmus test as well to see whether they suck or bite.
Well, that's because you're filth.
Yeah.
Karen, I'm sorry about Miranda Kane. She's a naughty lady. You said earlier that COVID's affected your business positively. In what way?
It has. I mean, it's sad that, I'm happy that it has, but it's sad, you know, the whole COVID situation. But people have thought about what's important in their life. And if they're single, it has made them 100% focus on life's short. You know, you only get one life. And, you know, if you're working all the hours God sends and you haven't got a partner, you start thinking about it. And that's when we had so many inquiries. They were up 50% during lockdown. And because people really were thinking about, I could be retiring in 5 years' time. These are genuine comments we've had. You know, I'm retiring in 5 years' time. I haven't got anybody. I could take early retirement now. The chap who's very, very successful suddenly decided, actually, I want a family. I'd always thought of it in the back of my head, but now I'm going to do something about it. So it really has focused people.
What kind of tips? So if people are looking to, you know, to get through lockdown or to, you know, find to be able to reconnect with people when we're allowed to properly, what kind of tips do you have for finding love in times of COVID?
Exactly. Well, of course, come along to Sarah Eden. That's very important.
That's the first thing.
That's the first thing. Yeah, exactly. And do look at offline agencies because they are making a big comeback because people are getting fed up with the internet and meeting people who are not necessarily who they say they are. And, you know, I'm also a press officer for our trade association, so I do deal with a lot of complaints as far as that's concerned. But people want to meeting a partner through Sarah Eden, like meeting a partner through friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, sort of things that family did years ago. Or one of the things I said back in the 90s, and actually still true today, and this was again when I was looking at past videos, I said I recommended people go shopping to supermarkets at night. Look, see where they've got in their shopping baskets. That way, if you see a bloke and you quite fancy him or a girl and you quite fancy her, if they've got smoked salmon and 1 minute ding microwave meals in their bag, you know they're probably single. If they've got is or anything, you know, that's a no-no.
That's hilarious. So you should walk around with a basket full of bagels and cream cheese. Look around for someone who's got the smoke stamp.
Perfect.
I love this. Because, if there is, like, I mean, please God, it doesn't happen and we get a vaccine soon. And to be honest, ladies, I'm working on it and I think I'm doing very well with it. We don't want a lockdown in winter. We don't want to be single by then. So we have to go to a supermarket, have to go to Sarah Eden, go to a supermarket. What about this? What about the fact that people like me have this list? How do we, because if you said to me compromise, that's a C word to me. And that doesn't feel like what I want
to
do.
Well, we've made you compromise. You'd want to compromise in the end. We all have certain things that are important, you know, that are certainly non-negotiable, as it were. But you know, other things are negotiable. So we find a happy medium that we can both work with.
Yeah.
And make it successful.
Miranda, do you think it's really cheeky if I ask Karen about Frank?
About who's Frank? Is that James? Is that the next James?
Wow. So here, listen to this, Karen, right?
Okay. Yeah. Oh God.
So
I thought you were going to ask her for a free trial. I thought that was what you were worried about being cheeky about.
I'm asking about Frank and then let's see. So my friend Nate, I asked him to put on his psychic hat. He's not a psychic and he doesn't wear hats. I said to him, like, who do you imagine me with? And he said, oh, James is an architect. Right. And so I spent a happy hour Googling James the architect in Hove, and then I spread the net as far as Worthing. But James never appeared. And then I asked another friend, Max, and I said, Max, who do you see me with? And he went, BB, I see you with Frank. Francis professionally, human rights lawyer. Karen, I put it to you. Do you have a Francis human rights lawyer on your books?
We have got a human rights lawyer, but his name's not Frank. And we've got plenty of architects, but I don't see you with an architect.
Oh, who'd you see me with?
I don't know. You need somebody who's quite, maybe somebody who's fun, but you know, can keep you
quite strict.
Well, but the sort of strict that you'd wouldn't take offence at. So he'd be you'd have mutual respect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who do you think Miranda should go with?
I don't know, because I don't know Miranda terribly well.
Nice. Oh, that's a nice answer, though. I like that it's about knowing a person rather than going, oh, right, well, my first impressions of you are this. So, and then trying to, because that's what always annoys me when people are like, oh, I've known you for 5 minutes, so therefore you like this kind of person. And it's like, oh, no, there's a lot more strings to my bow. So
there aren't many, Karen. I'll tell you who Miranda should be with.
Yeah. God,
she needs to find religion and save her nasty little soul.
Oh, bless.
So rude.
I love her. Look, Miranda's my true love. She just doesn't want to know me. She doesn't care for me in that way.
She treats me this way. It's negging. That's all it is. It's negging.
Oh, I'm treating you mean to keep you keen.
Exactly.
To find out more about Sarah Eden introduction. So I know you've got a new website coming, but right now we're on sarah-eden.co.uk. Is that right?
Yeah, the address is still going to be the same. It's just a redesign.
Okay.
So, yes, www.sara-eden.co.uk. And in answer to your question earlier, similar types get on. You don't have to be like niff and naff, but you have to think in a similar way and each other.
It's kind of about morals. It's because, I mean, for me, so a deal breaker for me, I think, would be different politics and also bad music taste.
Yeah. They can't be a Tory into steps, then.
Maybe your wife.
Interestingly enough, I spoke to somebody about this today, and she was an older lady, lovely lady, and she was very, very left wing, and so she wanted to upgrade her membership. So I phoned her up and I said, look, you are very, very left wing. A lot of our older men, you know, in the 70s are quite right wing. And she said, I said, do you mind that? She said, no, it gives us something to talk about. It's really basically the younger ages, your sort of ages, and that it could be quite controversial. But yes. No, she was very open about it, so that's great.
Do you have a wide range? So I know, like, as professionals, it's business people, and you've got like TV presenters to lawyers. What's the kind of age span?
Our youngest member at the moment is 28, and she is absolutely lovely, and she's having a very nice time, but she's quite happy to go out with older men. So really, if I'm honest, it's probably 30s right through to early 80s.
Wow, this is so great. Does your work make you feel positive about love?
Yes, of course it does. Yes, if you're open, yes, absolutely. You know, everyone needs love, and there is somebody for most people, let's say. Yes, it does. Yes, it absolutely does, because I see it every day. How many jobs can you go into in the morning and then come home in the evening and feel you've changed somebody's life?
Well, you used to be a surgeon, didn't you, Miranda?
Yes. Yes. I bet you've got a lot of hats, Karen. I bet you've got a big hat collection.
Well, yes, I've got a few hats.
Karen, if you when I met marry my human rights lawyer, you're more than welcome, but do not ruin my photo.
I must stop laughing at that. I won't. I'll try not to.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us. That was brilliant.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been lovely.
Oh, right. So how many of us are A, going to sign up for that, and B, want to be a matchmaker ourselves?
All the above.
All the above. Hands up across the board. Oh.
I would love, you know what we didn't ask, and I felt it was rude to, because it'd be on the site anyway, but cost.
Yeah. Oh, no, it is on the website.
Yeah.
So I was just looking at it, and I was just trying to figure out, can I afford
that? Deductible.
Is it tax deductible? I would call that definitely a working expense.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe just slip it in on an invoice, on my next invoice to the Met.
Sure. But do you know what? I think exactly what you said. First of all, can I congratulate you? You asked some fabulous questions today.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Because usually you don't.
No. Normally I just sit make innuendos and stupid faces. But
no,
so.
It's just, I love what you're saying, and that whole thing of online, because online is that horrible sweet shop mentality, and people treat people nastily, and there's catfishing and ghosting. You want someone that you want a proper human being to introduce you to another proper human being.
Do you know what I wanted to ask? But I've only just thought about it. It was like, because you have to answer to someone. So if you are being a dickhead about it and you're just going through like date after date, you're answerable for that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You've got to, what's the word for it? You know, you've got to look someone in the day at Sarah Reedon or an introduction agency, and they're the ones that will go, no, you've had 10 dates and none of them have been good enough. So you either have to buck your ideas up or you have to get off our books.
So dick behaviour will be kind of called out.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why you'd be a brilliant matchmaker.
Thank you.
Didn't you love Karen photobombing wedding photo?
So all I need to do is just have a bollock at all the guys that are trying to date younger girls and photobomb. Sign me up. I'm there. Yeah.
You are so good. I'm really psyched, but I'm going to start. I'm going to stop Googling Frank, and I'm going to go to Karen and get myself sorted. Because, you know, getting married used to be plan B, and now it's just the plan. I've got nothing else.
Just the plan.
I've got nothing else. I am BB Nothing Else Lynch.
And I'm Miranda Matchmaker Kane.
Good Sex, Bad Sex was produced by Juliet Nichols for metro.co.uk.
You can get in touch with us on Twitter at Good Sex, Bad Sex with the triple X at the end. And we're also on Instagram, just at Good Sex, Bad Sex.
Yeah. And if you have any queries or topics you'd like us to cover or chat about, or you might want to come on yourself, give us an email. And I have absolutely no idea what the email address is. Info at
sexpod.co.uk.
And I just didn't have that in my head because I'm just thinking about what I'm going to have on my buffet. What would you have at your wedding buffet?
Oh, a button soup, obviously. Just that. I just have one bowl for one, i.e. for me, one bowl of button soup. Everyone else, go fuck yourselves.
I swear to God, that would make my life. That is absolutely hilarious. I'm going to have pie and mash because I'm a cockney. God bless everyone, and see you next week.